Can we counter your offer, Mark?
Sure.
What we'd like to do is counter the same $250,000, but we'd like to do it for 25%. It's really important to us that we maintain enough equity to make sure we are set for our family. We have a one-year-old at home. You guys know the costs that come with babies. It is his first birthday today.
You just want to throw that up.
And we are somewhat devastated that we're here only because we're missing that.
Using the baby to shame me.
No.
Shame me.
But it's important that we're building for his future.
What's the baby's name?
Wait. Let me throw the offer.
Do all three of y'all dress the same?
Let me throw the offer.
All the time. Look at us. We're right there.
Oh, is that?
That's Ziggy right there.
Your baby is so, so miserable.
All right, I'll do it for 25%.
They used the baby.
That was brilliant. Playing the baby card.
Great strategy.
Yes, love that.
Use what you can.
Absolutely.
Throw that baby in
there. It's a negotiation.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to speak with Gina Davis. You heard she and her husband on Shark Tank accepting an offer from Mark Cuban. I love the way they got him down to the number they wanted. They are a local couple that started a company that makes matching clothes for owners and dogs. Gina Davis, welcome to the program.
Hey, Gina.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I love that clip, by the way. That was fun to listen to.
I bet you love that clip.
That was brilliant. I am impressed that you got him down to 25%. Right. That is no small task. Gina, talk to us and talk to our listeners about the creation story. What got you off the dime? What inspired you to make this work?
Sure. Well, first of all, I have to give credit to my husband for doing the negotiating. He did an amazing job. I'm so proud of him. But how we got started, it was back in 2014. We had a little Pomeranian poodle named Thomas, and he loved getting dressed up, but I could not find clothing for him anywhere that we felt matched his human-like personality. All I could find was, you know, rhinestones and skulls and just tacky clothing that didn't work for him. And so it was Scott's idea that we design our own clothing for him.
So dumb question. Who did that, the first design? Who actually created these clothes? Was it you? Was it your husband?
So I did. I have a background in fashion design. I went to school for it, and I was designing women's clothing at the time. So I just drafted him his first little pattern and made him a Hawaiian print shirt. And everywhere we took him in that shirt, people would stop us and ask where they could get one for their own pup.
Wow. So that was your beta testing right there.
So when did your company start? How did you grow? And are you guys making money?
Sure. So we started in 2014. It was just a hobby for quite a few years as we were just kind of doing it on the side together until we really saw that there was potential there to scale. We started getting a lot of interest from major retailers. So I took it on full time 2 years ago. Since then, we've gotten in Nordstrom, Bon Mar, Chewy.com, and then we have about 50 different retailers worldwide, and we sell direct on our website as well.
So how does this work, Gina? We have a little dog. We have a spaniel, a King Charles Spaniel. I mean, how many different sizes are there? It's not obviously one size fits all.
No, it's definitely not, and I think that's where we are. We took a lot of time in the beginning making sure our sizing was as perfect as it could be.
Right.
And I think that also helps us in the space of getting knocked off in competition because there's a lot of dogs living out there now. However, not a lot of it fits well. So we took a lot of time trying on our shirts on a million dogs. And the way the sizing works is you actually go off the chest measurement because that's the most important to make sure it buttons. And we have about 6 sizes on our website, anything from teacup Yorkie to a Great Dane.
They're expensive. I went online. I went to order something, and it was like $40 for a sweater or a shirt for my dog. Is that just for the dog one, or is that for the dog one and mine?
That is just for the dog one. And yes, we are more expensive than some of the brands you'll see imported from, you know, PetSmart or stores like that. However, most of our products are made in the USA, and we always only work with ethical manufacturers. It's not made overseas in bulk. We also donate a portion of all of our proceeds to nonprofit animal rescues.
You guys making money?
We are, yes. Since day one, which is part of why I think Mark Cuban was interested in us.
Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And it scales. I mean, you can keep up with the demand, right? I mean, who's actually creating these custom pieces? Obviously, you can't do that anymore, right?
No, nope. I actually never did. I created the first prototype. And then from there, I already had connections through my women's apparel business. Okay. We have a handful of local contract stores that we work with, but we also have a factory in California.
Very cool. All right, I have to ask the question. I'm a dog person. I know Jordana is a dog person. What about cats? Are you discriminating purposefully against cats, Gina?
Cat threads? No, not at all. We actually have quite a few people purchase them. Since they have the same body type as a small dog, size small usually fits cats just perfectly. Huh. However, I will say they are less likely to enjoy clothing than pups, so it's not our main focus.
Is that true? And dogs kind of tolerate it, even like it?
I just, from my experience, cats tend to kind of freak out and back into a corner. But dogs, smaller dogs, a lot of dogs actually love wearing clothing because they get cold in different weather. It also helps with anxiety. So it really depends on the dog. Not all dogs love it, but many of them do.
So tell us about the experience. When did you go on the show? And then what has it been like? Has Mark Cuban been active in your business? Did he really get the money, or is there more due diligence afterward?
So we pitched in June, late June, which was our son's first birthday, as you heard. Mm-hmm. And so we've been sworn to secrecy since then, which was, as you can imagine, probably pretty tough considering we pitched on our son's first birthday in California without him. So a lot of friends and family members had questions about that, like why we were in California for our son's first birthday. But so it's been under wraps for a long time. And since then, we started the due diligence process, and we're actually still finalizing that right now.
So that you don't just get the money. Like Mark Cuban has to go, you know, go over your business
with
a fine-tooth comb, and it's not as easy as it seems on the show.
Certain milestones.
You don't walk out with a bag of cash, no.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, I mean, are you pleased with the process so far? Are you encouraged, or do you think it's all a show and he's going to back out?
No, we definitely are pleased. I mean, it took probably a little longer than we anticipated, but we've also never gone through this process before, so we didn't know what to expect. And thankfully, he has been a part of it, and he's encouraging, and we're still excited about closing with him. And we have had so much to do to get ready for the airing of Shark Tank that, you know, it's okay that that has been pushed out.
Did you see a nice bump in your business as soon as it aired?
It's been pretty crazy.
That's good.
Awesome. Yeah. I imagine that's why some businesses go on. Even if they don't get a deal, they must get a nice bump in business.
Absolutely. You can't buy that kind of PR.
Yeah.
That kind of marketing. I'm just afraid that the apparel will look better on Leo than it will on
me. Well, it might. I mean, Leo is a handsome, handsome
dog. He's a very handsome dog.
Very handsome. But. All right, Gina, again, it's dogthreads.com. We love our local Minnesota company, so well done.
Congrats, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're very proud of you. Keep it going, and you found a unique niche. Just keep going, stay focused, and good luck.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
You bet.
So it's been June, July, August, November. It's been 5 months.
I like how you use your fingers.
Well, I don't do math, you know. So it's been 5 months, and they still haven't closed.
No.
You know, I just hope I knew another guy. He invented the sound bender. He sadly since passed on. He's a local rabbi here. He invented like a way to amplify the audio on your iPad and your iPhone. This is years ago, and he went on Shark Tank, and he said it just wasn't what it was cracked up to be. They didn't give the support. They didn't give all the money. They said they kind of like let him out to dry. They didn't move fast enough. So other competitors, you know, when you go and put yourself out there, competitors see you.
Sure.
You know, other competitors came and basically, you know, cannibalized his business. And it wasn't such a big business afterwards, and it did not go as well for him. I mean, I'm sure that it'll work out for the Davises, but it's never as rosy as it seems on TV.
But they do have some unique angles. I mean, first of all, you know, giving some money back.
Yeah,
which I think is smart.
It's almost like a must-have these days.
And producing these here in the United States. I mean, they could do it for a fraction, you know, in Vietnam
for
or
sure.
Bangladesh with God knows what kind of working conditions. Mm-hmm. So I admire that they seem to be doing it the right way. And if that costs a little more, I think most Americans would say, all right, made in America. Yeah. Sign me up.
I'll pay a little more for that. I like that. And I hope we do. I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck.
Therapy for us?
We all need a little bit of therapy. Some good news. What may be a relatively lukewarm Thanksgiving
week
shaping up. That's coming next.
Paul and Jordana.